Okay, very good. Recording's on. Everyone's here. There are a couple of seats in the back if anyone wants to make their way. We have a couple of, if you could just move over a little bit. You could just move over a little bit. Not to the right, maybe to your left. Yeah, that's good. Very good. Okay. If anybody needs any packets, please let me know. Standing room only. Please raise your hand. You know, anybody who's at the shir tonight gets guaranteed seats for Shabbos HaGadol. That's the guaranteed, reserved, guaranteed. That's not a small thing. We should auction that off. Okay. Very good. Okay. I didn't see where I would be on Shabbos HaGadol, but, you know, whatever. Maybe here, Smifa guy. Okay, so tonight we're going to look at Licha Dodi. Licha Dodi is written by Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, and Licha Dodi is really the climax of Kabbalah Shabbos. The last couple weeks, we've worked with one of the Mizmorim of Kabbalah Shabbos, and we've worked with a couple of the other Mizmorim of Kabbalah Shabbos, but Licha Dodi is certainly the emotional and the liturgical kind of climax of the Kabbalah Shabbos feeling. It's where the singing comes in. And I don't know how your Shabbos goes, but I pretty much, my entire mood for Shabbos can be swayed by the choice of the choice and pace of Licha Dodi. And I have been known to inappropriately intervene and either start my own tune that I like better or slow it down or speed it up or whatever, because it's such a beautiful moment where everyone comes together. I'll just tell you at the outset, it's a beautiful poem. Again, I think we're all going to find it interesting that we all know probably what the refrain means, Licha Dodi, Likras Kala, Pnei Shabbos, Nekabla. We can imagine what that means. I think we're going to find that we're not as expert in the poetry of the rest of the verses as we may think we are. But really what we're going to find is just to try to understand what these mean and what's behind them and how to connect to them on a deeper level of understanding. And then the goal of our shir, which is to use that deeper level of understanding to reach a deeper level of meaning in terms of the actual experience of singing Licha Dodi. I'll tell you at the outset, we know that the Shlomo Halevi is the acrostic through. The author's name is right here. He was one of the Mekubalim in Tzfat. And he authored Licha Dodi. He also authored a number of other Sfarim. He's most famous outside Licha Dodi for being a... He has a sefer on Megillas Esther. And it's part of a very famous Chakira that everyone quotes all the time about the nature of Shalach Manas. When everyone wants to quote the Manas HaLevi, they say, oh, this is the guy who wrote Licha Dodi. And that's, so this is a claim to fame. I'll tell you right now, I did look into this question of the Minig to go ahead. Is that a person? I did look into the question of the Minig to change tunes. Unclear where that comes from. There seems to have been a Minig in Frankfurt to change tunes, but later in the Licha Dodi. And there also there are a couple of ideas that maybe it has to do with when thematically it shifts, but Lo Sev Oshi, as we're going to see soon, is not really the thematic shift. The thematic shift really comes a couple stanzas earlier. So no one's entirely sure where that came from, but as we know, Lo Sev Oshi could sometimes rescue a delinquent Licha Dodi, and it could sometimes kill a great Licha Dodi. But that's the minute. So let's start. So actually, let's just read through it together. I think I don't have all the lights on. Let's just read through it together. We're going to read through it very quickly, because as we analyze it, we're also going to go through the different stanzas. So let's go. Licha Dodi Likras Kala Pnei Shabbos Nekabla. Come, my beloved, to greet the bride. That's the Dodi, like Anila Dodi, the Dodi Li. Pnei Shabbat Nekabla. The Shabbos presence, Pnei Shabbos, Kama, Nekabla. Let us welcome. So this is a song of welcoming Shabbos, the Kabbalah Shabbos. Shamar v'zachar b'dibur echad. The prohibitions and the mitzvot aseh, shamar sim ha-shabbos l'kadsho, zachar sim ha-shabbos l'kadsho, b'dibur echad, were said in one utterance, even though in the two different aseres adibros, they represent two different versions. They were said in one utterance, miraculously. Hishmi anu, right? He made us here. Who made us here? Kel hameyuchad. God, but not just God, hameyuchad, the special God. Hashem, what makes him special? Hashem echad. God is one. Ushmo echad. And his name is one. L'shem, in terms of his renown, he translates it here. L'shem, in terms of his being known. Ulitiferes, his splendor. Ulitehila, and for his praise. Likras Shabbos, lechu v'nelcha. So to welcome Shabbos, to greet Shabbos, lechu, just like we had in the beginning, lechu n'ranan ol Hashem, nariya l'tzur yishenu, lechu v'nelcha, come let us go. Lechu, let us go v'nelcha, and we'll go. Ki hi, because it, Shabbos, mikar habracha, is the source of all blessing. Meirosh mikedem nesucha, from the beginning, from the very antiquity, nesucha, which means to honor. It was honored, meaning Shabbos was created at the beginning of the world. Sof ma'aseh, the end of creation, b'machshava techila. But it was its first in thought. Meaning even though Shabbos was created, it's the seventh day, its sanctity and its role and its presence in the universe was already anticipated from the outset of creation. Okay? So now that we're going to greet this Shabbos, it's the makor of bracha, and it's about Hashem, Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha. Now we shift to the Mikdash. If you remember, we also focused on this in a couple of the other shiurim. Sanctity in space, not just sanctity in time. Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha. The Mikdash of the Melech in the royal city, Kumi Tse'i Mitoch HaHafecha. Arise and depart from amidst the upheaval. Meaning, Kumi Tse'i, let's go out from the hapecha. Hapecha is when everything, mapecha, when everything chaos, all the upheaval in the Israeli government, when everything explodes, they call it a mapecha. Like, it's all messed up. That's what they call it pretty much every day, right? Mikdash melech, ir melucha, kumi tzi mitoch hafecha, ravloch sheves, bi'emek habocha, ravloch, too long, sheves, have you dwelled, bi'emek habocha, in the valley of tears, and he will give you chamol, is like compassion, is empathy. Alayich chemla should be upon you. Hisnari me'ofar kumi. So hisnari, shake off the dust. Kumi, arise. Livshi bigdei sifarteich ami. And put on the clothing of the glory of our nation. Sense of pride. How is that going to be done? Al Yad ben Yishai Beis Halachmi, through the son of Yishai, through David from Beis Lechem. Karva el Nafshi, draw my soul close, Geola, and redeem it. His Orri, his Orri, wake up, Ki Va'orech Kumi Uri, because your light has come, Uri, and it's shining. Uri, Uri, Shir Daberi. Awaken, awaken the song of your words. Kivod Hashem, alayich niglo. The glory of Hashem is being revealed to you. Lo sevoshi, don't be ashamed. Velo sikomi, and don't be embarrassed, don't be humiliated. Matish tochavi umatehemi. Why are you downcast? Why are you upset? Boch yechesu anie ami. In you will my people's afflicted find shelter, meaning in Hashem, in Shabbos. V'nivnesa ir altila, and will build a city on the hilltop. A notion of hope. V'hayu limshisa sha'osayich, and then it gets a little confrontational. May your oppressor, limshisa sha'osayich, be conquered. V'rochaku kol mivalayich, and all those who try to swallow you up should be rochaku, should be distance. Yosis alayich elokayich, and your God should rejoice over you. Kimsos chasan al kala, like the rejoicing of a chasan and a kala. Yamin usmol tifrotzi, rightward and leftward, you spread out with strength, v'yas Hashem taritzi, and you talk about the strength, the might of Hashem, al yad ish ben parzi, through the man that descended from Peretz, v'nismicha v'nagila, and you'll be happy and you'll rejoice, boi v'shalom, enter in peace, ateres bala, the crown of her husband, gam b'simcha u'betzala, in gladness and good cheer, toch emune am segula, among the faithful of an am segula, of a treasured nation, boi kala, boi kala. So, the themes of Lecha Dodi, when you stop and you look at them a little bit more carefully, basically, there are multiple themes. It's not just a song about Shabbos, but as we're going to see, it's a song about the experience of Shabbos and what Shabbos is supposed to accomplish existentially. It's a song that it talks about Shabbos, it talks about Bracha, it talks about Hashem, but it also talks about Golus and Geula and the challenges of Golus and bringing ourselves up and raising ourselves up. It's an affirmation, and we're going to see this as we go through each stanza in a moment. It's an affirmation that we don't live in Shabbos. 6 days a week we live a very different existence. Part of the whole experience of Shabbos is to pull us out of that, to put us in a disposition of hope, of future, of aspiration, of redemption, to create this oasis of existence that's more than just, you know, and I think this is one of the most beautiful aspects of studying Kabbalah Shabbos, which is we're recognizing that Shabbos is not just a break from the hustle of the week. That's how we like to present Shabbos, because in contemporary life, that's one of Shabbos's great advantages, that life is stressful and life is busy, and on Shabbos you slow down, and on Shabbos you connect, and on Shabbos, but what Lecha Dodi brings out is that Shabbos is about much more than that. Shabbos is about dreaming and yearning and struggling and striving and hoping and looking and watching. And Shabbos is a much more, and that's really what we're supposed to think about as we reach those stanzas of Lecha Dodi. You had a question?
Who's it speaking to?
What do you mean? Who's the subject or who's the... Lecha Dodi is basically speaking to, well, the beloved is Lecha Dodi, come my beloved to greet the bride. In other words, it's speaking to Klal Yisrael. It's speaking to Klal Yisrael. Come, let us greet the bride. Let us not be embarrassed. Let us awaken. Let us rise up. This is all creating us. This is all creating the context of this is all creating the context of how we're Makabel Shabbos, of where we are. Okay. Yes.
I mean, one quick question. The line where it says, where it says, Kel Hamyuchad, that's almost a mirror of what was said last week in the Tehillim when they were speaking of other gods.
Right.
Best of all gods.
Right.
So,
right. Best of all gods and also the personal God. Remember, we talked about that also.
Right.
That
so it says almost the same.
Yeah. Well, one of the things we're going to see is that Lecha Dodi captures many of the themes of Kabbalah Shabbos in general and frames it in a poetic and more emotional context rather than just a literary emotional context. So it's a different modality of liturgical expression than we've been looking at up until now. But it won't be surprising to us that the themes are going to be common because these are the dominating themes of Kabbalah Shabbos.
The other thing is that the poet from here, he also wrote a poem for Lewis,
Yes, about the Torah and the Jewish people, and yes, I don't think anybody is scoring points by adding to the liturgy of Shavuos. But yes, you have a copy of it. Surprised we don't say it here. Right, some synagogues omit. That's why I always tell the Gabbaim. When it's some synagogues omit, we're some. When it's some synagogues say, we're most. Okay, so let's start. So first of all, a lot of this material comes from a sefer, a wonderful sefer that I've been using in some of this preparation. Its name escapes me for the moment, but I'll remember it in a minute. So here we go. So first of all, is a thought from Rav Kook, just to kind of frame the discussion. Yachsei hakru. Oh, I'm not reading the right one. Hold on. Okay, here we go. My notes. Okay. Yachsei hakrava bein hadod hachosan lekala heina mashal lemarechas hayachasim shebein am Yisrael hadod lebein hashabbos hakala. So Rav Kook writes that the entire metaphor, what is this metaphor about marriage, about the Jewish people and Shabbos being in some, or Jewish people and Shabbos being in some sort of relationship? So he says something very beautiful. B'tivo shel olam, in the general natural approach to the world, terem achatuna ein achasan ve'akala makirim heitiv ze'ese. Before the chasana, before they get married, there's a limit to how much the bride and the groom know each other, right? Even if there was, you know, not shiduchim, even if there was extensive dating, we all know, ain't a dome. Even going to pizza 200 times to actually living with a person and being involved in that level of a relationship. So v'akala makirim etiv, so terem achasana, they don't know each other that well. V'choser hahakerus, maybe lidei krirus, mesuyemes b'yachasim b'neihim. And because there is a lack of comfort, a lack of knowledge between the two, there's a coolness. There's a distance. Masha enkein la'achar achasana, after the wedding, be'ed shenasim em kiguf echad. What happens at that chasana is there is an existential transformation where they merge into a singular identity. And when that happens, they become like a guf echad. Ka'es be'erev leil Shabbos misna'er am Yisrael mashgeres achulin v'nikra le'iskavin le'yom chasunoso le'yom simchas libo le'yom shebo nishpa shefa achiyuni b'chol ha'nivroim. See, Rav Kook says that what happens at Kabbalah Shabbos, the Jewish people begin to awaken themselves from the context of all of the mundane and to begin to enter into a relationship with this experience, with this Shabbos, Liyom Shabo Nishba Shefa Chiyuni B'chol HaNivraim, to this moment that infuses life and vitality into all of existence. Lizman Shabo Yisyachdu Shneyem Hu VeHaShabbos Anu Karam LiYisrael Lechad Odi Likras Kala Pnei Shabbos Nekablo. So what does it mean to be Mekabel Shabbos? It means to enter into a merging of destinies, of a relationship with another entity. In other words, Kedusha, sanctity, is something that during the entire week we know about, we try to search for, we try to sanctify things, we try to move into different zones of sanctity, but to live sanctity, to live Kedusha, to live that sense of transcendence, that's something that's incredibly challenging all the different days of the week. Comes Shabbos, and this is an important point, it's not that we change and we happen to be keeping Shabbos. It's that we merge. The imagery of Lichadodi is that we existentially merge with this identity of Shabbos. Kedusha becomes, the Kedusha of Shabbos becomes part of us. And this is what we discussed many weeks ago when we were talking about Kabbalah Shabbos as the moment, not where we're accepting the Kedusha, this external sanctity of Shabbos, but the moment of the internal transformation where that Neshama Yisera, where that extra dimension of Kedusha becomes part of a person. So part of what is necessary for Shabbos to take hold is, as in any relationship, is a willingness and an openness and a step forward from both parties to become part of this experience, part of this merge, part of this connection. So Kabbalah Shabbos is the moment, not where you say to yourself, oh, I'm sitting here and I accept Shabbos, and it's passive. It's not passive. The imagery of Lichadodi is that our Kabbalah Shabbos is active. Kabbalah Shabbos means we're taking a step towards and we're welcoming in this this new identity, this new experience, this new way of living, this new connection, and it becomes part of us, it becomes part of our life. That's the notion of, so to speak, marrying Shabbos, of Shabbos as a kala. The concept that we're merged, we're part of one guf, we're part of one identity. And in order to do that, we have to position ourselves in that way. Shamar v'zachar b'dibur echad ishmiyanu elam yuchad Hashem echad ushmo echad l'shem el siferes v'lesila. So let's look. So first of all, shamar v'zachar b'dibur echad, shnei tzadim kayamim b'kedusha Shabbos. This is so important. There are two dimensions to the holiness of Shabbos. On one hand is the shamar, and that is the negative kedusha, so to speak. The things you're not allowed to do. The tafkida laharchik es ashpas achol umachshechov. And what's the purpose of all those melachos of Shabbos? The purpose of those melachos of Shabbos are to distance yourself from the world of chol. That's it. That's their goal. The goal is, and that's why, by the way, even though the halachos of Shabbos obviously have certain core fundamental halachic principles that are operative, there are layers on top of them of, you know, what's Shabbistic, what's not Shabbistic, of Dinei Derabbanan, of all sorts of takanos that the Rabbanan made in order to ensure that we are able to distance ourselves from how we relate to the world through Chol. Minat Torah, we could go to work on Shabbos and just have non-Jews do everything for us, right? You could run your farm, you could milk your cows, you could go to the office. All you need is your Shabbos guy to come with you. And anytime you need something done, you tell him to do it. Minat Torah, you wouldn't violate one thing. The Rabbanan came along and they realized that if that's how we're going to relate to Shabbos, we're not going to have the experience of Shabbos. You're not going to internalize that. That's not the Shamor. So there are layers of how to distance ourselves from that world. From that world. So, and that's why a lot of the more, there's tremendous debate going on now in how to deal with a lot of the smart technology, because the smart technology, many of it really does, from a purely halachic perspective, it's really hard to argue that some of these things are actions and that some of these things, but they effectuate results that can create an environment where it becomes nearly impossible to distinguish between your lifestyle of the world of Chol and your lifestyle of the world of Shabbos. And so therefore, that becomes a question. But Shamar, so one is to distance ourselves from the world of the mundane. But that's not enough. The other dimension of the Kedusha, which he talks about in the fourth line in the middle, Zachor Kedusha Chiyuvis Shetavkido Lahamshech Shefa Or V'chaim Al Yedei Pulo Seinu. The Zachor is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho is how Shabbos becomes an animating, proactive, infusing experience of sanctity. It's how Shabbos becomes not just something we don't do, but something we do do. And it, whether it's making Kiddush, whether it's how we involve ourselves in Oneg Shabbos, whether it's in the Tfilos of Shabbos, whether it's in our mindset and how we approach Shabbos. But Shamar V'Zachar, B'Dibur Echad. So the fact that there are B'Dibur Echad means that these two dimensions, these two elements are mutually enriching to each other. They're synergistic. It's not just that it's usher to do this and go make Kiddush. Shabbos, and this is part of Kabbalah Shabbos, it's not just you can't do this and you have to do this. These two things are connected. You're trying to walk away from this and enter the world of this. It's about you. It's where you are. It's not about what you're doing and not doing. If you try to keep Shabbos exclusively as a bunch of restrictions, you go out of your mind, right? And then you look at the few things we do that are proactive, that are zachor-oriented, and say to yourself, well, you know, here are some aspects of Shabbos that are not restrictive, but they are obligations, then you're still not really where we want you to be. What we're trying to get you to do for Kabbalah Shabbos and Shabbos in general is to move out of one zone and into another. And what does that other zone look like? And that's an important chinuch point, which is that if the whole Shabbos is just about what you can't do, and the effort is not in, so what are we doing? What do we do for Shabbos? What is it that we do? Like what is the avoda of Shabbos? What is the zachor as Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho? Those two things have to come together, or else everybody just sits around and waits for it to be over. So that's B'dibur Echad. Now this concept that Hishmiyanu Kel HaMiyuchad. So he says in source number 5, it's Sivuya Shabbos Hishmiyanu Kel HaMiyuchad. Also Yichud Elyon HaMe'achid Asamitzius Bichlola Beharmonia Achas U'Meyached Kol Prat Lemiloi Tafkido Haroilo V'Hu Mekor Kedusha Shabbos. So listen to this. What does it mean, Hishmiyanu Kel HaMeyuchad? What does it mean that God is Meyuchad? What does it mean? That has to do with the unity of God. What do we mean when we say the unity of God? So, our basic understanding of the unity of God, the way we grow up, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, there's only one God, right? There's no other God, there's only one Hashem. That's not really the, when we talk about the unity of God, that's not what we're talking about. The unity of God is the notion that existence has so many different dimensions to it that present themselves to the human being as contradictory, as paradoxical, as opposing forces. Good and evil, light and darkness, day and night, galus geula, all of this in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence, all of these different dimensions of existence exist in one unitary harmony. When we talk about Kabbalas O Malchu Shamayim, right? When we say that the one sentence that captures the fundamentals of our faith is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we don't mean that there's only one God and there are no other gods. That's not what we mean, or else we'd say that pasuk. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What we mean is, no matter what I encounter over the course of my day, my week, my month, my year, my life, no matter what, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. I believe that's what O Malchus Shemayim is. I believe that on some level, on some divine level, this is all part of the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is what a person says when they're about to give their life al Kiddush Hashem. Why don't they say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, right? Give a declaration of faith. It's not just a declaration of faith. It's a declaration of recognition that everything is part of something bigger, of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So when we say Hishmiyanu El HaMiyuchad, what we mean is that Shabbos is about discovering, this is what he says, Miyachid Kol Prat Lemilui Tafkido Haroi Lo V'Huhu Mekor Kedusha Shabbos. One of the sources of the Kedusha of Shabbos is a world in harmony. Shabbos is the end of creation. Shabbos is when all the different pieces come together. Shabbos vayichal Elokim vayom hashvi'i. Shabbos is the culmination of creation. It has so many different aspects to it. Shabbos is when it all comes together. So when we sit in shul, part of what we're trying to accomplish is not just lower our stress level, and is not to be in denial of what's going to meet us when we make havdalah. But part of what we're trying to do is say to ourselves that for 25 hours, we're going to exist in a zone of El HaMiyuchad, of recognizing that everything that happens and that everything life is about, even this thing from the work week and this thing from the personal week and this thing from the social week and this thing that's waiting for me, all of this is part of a larger picture, is part of a larger universe. All of this is ultimately governed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is a pivot back to the source of creation. It's a recognition that even though I don't see it and I don't understand it and I can't, right? We're in the Parshios of Shmos now. Klal Yisrael is in Shibud. I don't get it. I don't know why it has to be this way. It's very frustrating. It's very difficult. It's very hard. But for 25 hours, we're going to live in the shadow of that El HaMiyuchad. Is that denial? It's not denial. It's a different way of living. It's living on a higher plane of faith or relationship than we would otherwise be living, right? Part of the whole paradigm of Kala Chasan is the notion of trust. We don't always understand, we don't always get it, but there is a fundamental trust that what is being done is on some level, and it could be incomprehensible to us, and it might be incomprehensible to us for the rest of our life, and we may never know the answers to why things happen. But there's a fundamental anchor of faith that there is an answer. I always tell this to people. Faith does not mean you know the answers. Faith doesn't mean you pretend to know the answers. Faith doesn't mean you listen to some crazy rabbi telling you what he thinks are the answers. Faith means you know there is an answer. You have no idea what it is. There is an answer. There is an explanation. It is outside the orbit of your comprehension. And you can't walk around all day telling yourself that your life is great, even though there's some answer somewhere that you have no shaychus to. But entering the zone of Shabbos is entering a space in time, entering a kedusha in time, where you live almost an alternative identity. And it's not inconsistent, because you're not faking it. You are living an identity of faith. You are living an identity of kedusha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're living an identity that kel hamiyuchad. Shamar v'zachar b'dibor echad, hishmiyanu kel hamiyuchad. Let's look at further. Hashem echad u'shmo echad. And then here he talks about that achdus of Hashem has two elements. The objective achdus of God in our relationship to God. Okay, we basically covered that. Look at the second paragraph. The second paragraph he explains, what does this mean? L'shem u'letiferes v'letihila. So l'shem, in the second sentence, where the new paragraph in source 5, l'shem habriya megale es amahus ha'atzmis shela. Megale es shema. Meaning, creation itself reveals the existence of God. When we look at creation. U'letiferes magia l'sishel mitzoe u'pricha. Creation itself shows peros, shows, produces things because of that existence of God. Ule tehila, and those products stand as a praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam here in Olam Hazeh. So what we're saying is, l'shem l'tiferes l'tehila. We look around the world, we're celebrating the Bria of the world. We recognize that the world, even though we don't always get it, we don't always understand it, we recognize that the existence of the world is itself a standing testament to the existence of God, to the glory of God, and to the praise of God. The second stanza. Likra Shabbos lechu v'nelcha, ki hi mekor habracha. Merosh mikedem, from the very beginning, nesucha, it was honored. Because sof ma'aseh, even though it was given to us at the end of ma'aseh bereishis, the machshava techila was always part of the original plan. So he writes here, Hashabbos imekor habracha. Shabbos is the source of blessing. Hi hayom she'anu chavim bo, keitzad hametzius kula, chozeres lemekora harishoni. It is the day where we contemplate how all of existence can return to its original source. B'Shabbos anu roim, we see the sparks of the world, how they could be. A world filled with bracha, with wealth, not the way it is. Lo kefi shehu ka'et, b'migbulofar u'meitzorav, in its boundaries and in its narrowness, its trappings. Kasher ein yom she'ein bo klola. Like there's no day that doesn't have a challenge. L'chein osa tshukos shel ha'nefesh li'os chofshit from the smallness of olam hazeh l'achzor l'chadesh es yameh kekedem. That's what we mean, likra Shabbos l'chul v'nilcha. So what do we mean by mekor habracha? So what he says is the following, and that is that we really live two levels of existence. One level of existence is our physical getting through the day, all the things we go through. And the things we go through, we have lots of challenges and we have lots of activities and we have lots of things we have to accomplish and lots of issues and stresses and things that go on. But there's a deeper part of us that knows that all of that is really a disruption and is really a break from what fundamentally life is supposed to be, from what a redeemed life is supposed to be. So we wake up in the morning and there's stress and there's challenge and there's, so part of us is just plowing through, getting through the day, But there's an inner piece of us that is calling for a different type of existence, for a higher level of existence. There's a piece of us that knows that there's something off with this, that there's something broken with this, that even though we've adjusted to this as normal, and to us, we've characterized this life, this exiled life of pain and suffering and challenge and difficulty, even though we've characterized it as normal, there's an inner nefesh in a person that's calling, that knows that this is not the way things are supposed to be. Shabbos is part of accessing that aspirational part of us. Now, Lichadodi is setting us up for the rest of the... You see where it's headed. Shabbos is part of what you access. So, Sof Ma'aseh V'machshava Techila. So, the way I would interpret it is, you know, even though Shabbos sort of comes at the end of the week, or at the end of creation, it's the Yom Shavi'i, B'machshava Techila. It's really the original thought. It's really the way the world's supposed to be. The way the world was originally supposed to be was an experience of Shabbos. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that the world was going to be, you can't cook and drive for 6 days, you know, for 7 days, and you're in shul, God forbid, listening to a drusha every day of the week. That would be crazy, right? But what it means is that the notion that every moment of a particular period of time is just saturated with the prioritization of living through meaning and purpose, and not distracted and absorbed by the minutiae and the mundane issues that come up through life. Living life as a Shabbos, that's the way it was. Sof Ma'aseh B'machshava Techila. And this, I think, is very important. Shabbos is not a break from the week. Again, we all use these things. This language to characterize Shabbos when we're trying to explain it to people, and we're trying to understand it ourselves. But we're going a little deeper here. Shabbos is not a break from the week, and that's how we sometimes look at it. Oh, you know, my week is so stressful. I can't wait for Shabbos when I could just not work. Shabbos is not a break from the week. You want a break from the week? In America, you got Sunday. You can enjoy yourself even a little more because you go to the movies. You can drive somewhere and go visit somebody. Or, you know, Shabbos is not a break from the week. It's trying to be restorative to what the week is really supposed to be about. That's what it is. And so Shabbos is supposed to reflect a certain more core fundamental aspirations. That's why I keep coming back to this point, that it's not hypocritical to behave differently on Shabbos. Not in the home, not personally, not in tefillah, because that really is what it's about. It's about recognizing that you can't live every day as Shabbos, but you can access it once a week. You sort of return to that makar, you sort of return to that source. And that's what this line in Lichadodi is saying. Where did I do here? We're still in Likra Shabbos Lechuvin Elcha Kihi Mikor HaBracha Merosh Mikedem Nesucha. So you sit there on Kabbalah Shabbos during Lichadodi, and what we're thinking about is that I want to make this day what really my life should be. It should be Chesed, Tefillah, people, love. It should be growth. It should be learning. It could be a kiddush on Shabbos and showing care and concern to people. Hachnasas orchim, volunteering to help with people who need help. It should be a day, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, this should be a day where we could live life. This is what I would do. This is what I would do with my life if I didn't have the Sheshes Yamim Tavot. If Adam hadn't, you know, messed it up for everybody, this is what I would do with my life. I would do it with electricity and driving and all these, but I would live a life like this. I would live an aspirational life. I would live a life of Kedusha. And that's really what we're reaching for on Shabbos. And he explains further in source number 5, this concept of Ushmo Echad, this concept of what do you call it? This concept in source 7, this concept of that it's all there from the very beginning, and it's the foundation of the week. And that's really source number 8 as well. Sof ma'aseh b'machshava techila. Sof ma'aseh b'machshava techila. Right? But we understand, we go back into the week. That's what Havdalah is about. Hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol. You know, we're not talking about Havdalah in this shir. You think about even those words in Havdalah and how much a chizuk it is once you appreciate the purpose of Shabbos. Hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol ben or l'choshech ben Yisrael la'amim. You understand what's happening? What comes first in all those analogies? The good thing and then the bad thing. Or the good thing and then the challenge. Because that's what we're doing. We're being mavdil from Shabbos to the rest of the week. Mikodesh l'chol, ben or l'choshech, ben Yisrael la'amim, ben yom hashvi'i l'sheishis yimei hamasa. Baruch ato Hashem, hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us this capacity to be mavdil from kodesh and chol. We with the bracha, we go back into the world. With the besamim, with the or of the Havdalah candle, which what's the source of the Havdalah candle? That Adam Arishon created fire on Motzei Shabbos. That's why we only use, this is a good trick. Everybody's always wondering, why do you do Havdalah if it's Yontif and it's Shabbos and Yontif, if it's Yontif only, if it's a... You only have fire on Saturday night. Only. Because Saturday night is when Adam was born into a world. The Medrash says that Shabbos, the world was light. The first, right? Adam was created on Friday. And Shabbos, the world was light all day. And the first time Adam saw darkness was Motzei Shabbos. But the first Shabbos, light, it was light the whole time. The first time Adam saw darkness was on Motzei Shabbos, and he got scared. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him, you can create light. You can create fire. You can create, and that's the purpose of Havdalah, to show you that you have the capacity to create or in that world of Choshech. That's the whole process of Havdalah. But that's the whole point. Sof ma'aseh b'machshava techila. That Shabbos is the end, but it's really the beginning. It's the fulcrum. It's the, you know, and it's in that middle of the week. In that middle of the week. That's how you can make Havdalah all the way till the middle of next week. Middle of Tuesday. You have Shabbos, it's the beginning, it's the end, it's both. Mikdash Melech, so now, here's a big transition. Now we go from the personal, now we go to the national. And this is always what happens in Judaism. Judaism is not a religion where we only worry about ourselves and our own growth and our own world and our own individual life. Once we're in a zone where we're being transformative and we're internalizing this deeper spiritual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to the experience of Shabbos, so that automatically results in a more national yearning. Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha, Kumi Tse'im Mitoch HaFecha, to get out of the upheaval, Rav Loch Sheves Be'emek HaBacha V'yachama Olai Echemla. So look, in source number 10, HaKriya Latzeis L'Kabo Pnei HaShabbos Me'oreres Es HaRatzon Be'uma Lashuv Ulechadesh Es Yomea Kekedem. Mikdash Melech. So when we talk about things being the way they're supposed to be, so we don't just think about our own personal lives, we think on a national level. We want things to be with the Mikdash Melech. That's what we want. Yerushalayim, Anukorim, La'osa, Malchus, Alokism, Ezra, Ezra, Benesiyah, Mikdash Melech, Shem Yerushalayim, Kumit, Se'imi, Tocha, Afecha, Higia, Eit, Geulatecha. It should arrive now, the time, the moment for redemption. Higia Azman Latzeis Mitoch Tov Avo Latzeis Mitoch Choser Abihirus Tavkidea Shal Malchus Alokis I Latzeis Lekol Koach VeKoach Es Mekomo Haroylo B'Tzur Midoyekas Ushleima Tzi Mitoch Afechas. This is such an important idea. Redemption in Judaism does not mean that everybody gets to be okay. It's not that Golos is oppressive and suffering and challenging, and then redemption is the relief of all of that. That's not Geula. Geula means everything lives its purpose. That's Geula. There are no longer constraints. The word Mitzrayim comes from the word Meitzar, Bein HaMitzarim, to be trapped. That's the 3 weeks. Trapped, Bein HaMitzarim, between Shavuos Betamuz and Tisha B'Av. You're trapped. Mitzrayim, the whole concept of Mitzrayim is the notion of being trapped, is the notion of being restricted. Geula is the concept that everything can find its purpose. It's not the purpose of a Jew to build a pyramid for a pharaoh. That's not your purpose. Your purpose is to receive the Torah, to settle Eretz Yisrael, to build a world. That's what it means. Geula means that we're achieving our purpose. We're achieving our goals. That's how we know that we have not yet arrived at the stage of Geula. We have certain signals that we're at the beginning of real Geula, because we see that in so many aspects of the Jewish people, we are living our purpose in ways that are historically unprecedented. Most notably, with the evolution of the State of Israel. The fact that there is a Jewish homeland with its own infrastructure, economy, military, you know, government, and all these different dimensions. The fact that all this exists, the fact that all this is a part of our world, is an indicator that we're headed in that direction, that we're going there. But Geula means that everything achieves its purpose. So it's unmistakable that when we're bringing forth these feelings, these emotions, these spiritual, you know, concepts of moving away from the mundane and walking into this marriage of spirituality, that it's going to inevitably lead to this yearning for this national redemption, where everything, that's what we mean, that it's Yom Shekulo Shabbos, that it's all going to be a Shabbos. It means it'll all achieve its purpose. Okay, that's the world, living as a redeemed, living a redeemed. That's the next stanza. Hisnari me'ofar kumi, and then shake off the dust, kumi, arise. Livshi bigdei sifartech ami al yad ben yishai beis alach mikarva el nafshi ge'ala. And this is what it means, to live life as a redeemed people. That's what he says in source number 12. That when we talk about the concept, bizman she'ira melucha shriya begalus, when the Ira Melucha is in Golos, it stands naked, unclothed, from the clothing, its national clothing. Meaning, it can't project its true identity, its true purpose, its true meaning, its true impact in the larger world. So that's what we mean. Hisnari me'ofar kumi. Shake off the dust. Livshi bigdei sifartech ami. And obviously this is parallels the Erev Shabbos halachas of putting on fresh clothing, putting on, you know, new clothing, the concept that we adorn ourselves differently. We assume a different identity. That's what the Rav Elkovitz is saying, that we hisnari me'ofar kumi. Don't look at yourself. Don't define yourself by the dust and the challenge of Golos. Rav Soloveitchik has the most beautiful, beautiful description of this Jew in his town who wore a tattered clothing and he was poor and he was a porter and he was dusty old weak and he had, you know, just constantly did not present himself in a regal way at all. But when he walked into shul for Shabbos, he put on his Shabbos kapata, whatever it was, which also had its own holes and different things. He was a very poor person, but it transformed his personality, transformed who he is. He put on new clothing and it makes you feel like a completely different person. You're completely different feeling. You know, today we're so used to it because we wear Shabbos clothes so often, but like, you know, when men put on a kittel, you know, and women get dressed up for Yontif sometimes in white, it makes you feel like a different person, you know? Because of my position at YU, sometimes I have to wear the walk down at the graduations, the commencements, and the... in the lavush, in the robes, right? In the robes, you know, what's that about? Why are we wearing robes suddenly, right? You know, you feel different. This is prestigious. It's a university. This is very, you know, this is chashiv. It makes you feel like a different person. Not me so much, but other people. Okay. His ori kiva orech kumi uri shir daberi kvod Hashem alayech nigla. So let's look at source 14 on this stanza. So this is us, Korim leMikdash Melech Ir Melucha, calling to the Mikdash Melech to come back. His Ori. We're asking the Mashiach to awaken. Ki va'orech kumi Uri. The light should come up. Uri, Shir Daberi, Yeshno Hevdel. So he said, this is a beautiful idea. Yesh no hevdel in the second paragraph in source 14. Ben abitui his ori lebitui uri. His ori and uri are two different things. His ori means isra'usa de la'elo, an awakening that's coming from the top. As kol Hashem hadofek al dalosea shel ira melucha, the voice of God that is knocking on the doors of the city of the kingdom. V'kare lo lis'or l'geula, and calling to it to awaken for redemption. Kelomar, as if to say, kayemes hashkoch elokis mesavibes mesor l'geula, it's time to go back. What does Uri mean? Uri mitzayin is a usrusa delatosa. That's the inspiration that comes from below. Es koach ha'orus ha'nimsa b'nafshos shel am Yisrael lasos tshuva. The koach that comes from within us to do what we have to do to move the world forward, to move history forward, to move Klal Yisrael forward. And this is the, that's the, that's, so now, I mean, it's such a beautiful, now it's such a beautiful stanza. His orari means we want this to happen. We need the external inspiration. We need Geula, it's got to come, it's got to come. But Uri, Uri, Shir Daberi, Kavod Hashem, Olayich Nigla. But it's not just totally on them, it's also totally on us, right? We have to pick ourselves up. We have to rise. We have to make it happen. And that's part of Shabbos also. Lo Sevoshi, Velo Sikomi, Matish Tochvi, Matemi. So what does this all mean? So in source number 16, Bibate Ap, it talks about Geula. Now we kasher shava umala arza shabayi afsho kivoda. We talk about returning to our land, then and to our former glory. So now we start to talk about the concept of lo sevoshi kaim evdo bito yeklima. So he talks about the difference between busha and klima. Busha is the amizbayish ma'atzmo, when somebody is embarrassed from themselves. And klima is a makabel klima me'acherim, when the embarrassment comes from others, right? A very big difference between someone walking into a room and feeling embarrassed. You say it's the wrong thing, you wore the wrong thing, you did the wrong thing. You know, then there's embarrassment that comes from somewhere else, like when you embarrass your kid, right? You know, or somebody embarrasses you. You're walking around and somebody says something to you. So, ora Shabbos, meshivis ira melucha. So why? What's this about? The Ora Shabbos, we want it, the experience of Shabbos, this vision of this world where everything is living its purpose, where there's meaning and there's impact and there's a sense of everything achieving its potential, that all of that coalesces into an experience where lo sevoshi velo sikomi, then there's no more feeling that sense of distance and shame. And then we talk about the concept of, and this really is about nekama. So this is really about that your oppression, they should be destroyed. So there is a concept here that when we talk about God taking revenge, we talk about God destroying evil in the world. So what do we mean by that? So he says what we mean by that is not that this is like a competition, that God has to win. What it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to remove the barriers for us to be able to achieve greatness. When we talk about, in other words, there are two halves of this stanza. The first two sentences talk about, you know, we're going to destroy these people. All the people who try to swallow us up, they should be distanced from us. And then, like, they just don't seem to go together, right? In other words, one, you're dancing at a chasana, and one, you're talking about people, you know, enemies of Israel getting destroyed. What do these two things have to do with each other? So what he's saying is the following, that in our world, the destruction of our enemies is not about destroying our enemies. The destruction of our enemies is about removing that which prevents us from ultimately achieving the goals that we need to achieve, ultimately getting where we need to get to. And so therefore, Yasis alayich elokayich kimsos chasan al kala. Yaminu smol tifrotzi v'yes Hashem taritzi. So here we talk a little bit about the concept of you look at source number 20, in the second line, La'acha shepaninu el ira melucha, after we turn to the ira melucha, and we ask lo tevoshi, and b'hayulim shisa shosayich, so kari archakas amenios ashlilios, these are all requests that God should remove the things that are in our way. We end off ka'es bepnia el achiyuv. La'achar sur meira, we go to asei tov. And this is a transition, right? Yaminu small, this section of Lichadodi is, we're already back into now what we need to do. We need to do is look right and left, tifrotzi, am Yisrael, omen me'al kol gvul shelzmanu makom uparitz gvulus b'chom merchav ha-metzios. We exist to the right and to the left, which means, not politically, it means that the existence of Klal Yisrael is ubiquitous throughout history, throughout time, throughout the universe. Hey, mashmos tishposi, al yad ish ben parsi v'nismecha v'nagila, the concept of being misorer am Yisrael to its vitality. And then we end off, boi v'shalom ateres bala, gamberino v'tzala, tochemune am segula, boi kala, which is obviously the final greeting of the Licha Dodi. And that's where he writes here, that after we've asked for the Ir Melucha, and after we've asked for all these different things, for the destruction of our enemies, and we've turned to the right and the left, and we're Lismach V'Lagil Mikocha Shel Shabbos, then Boi B'Shalom. And Shalom means peace, but Shalom also means Shlemut, a wholeness that we're seeking. And that's the concept, the harmony of existence, the harmony of the universe. So if you just turn back for a second to the page one, where we have the whole poem, so now you could kind of take it through, and understand what it all means, right? L'chadodi, it starts off with a reflection on what this is, the nature of this relationship, the Shamor V'Zachar, brings us into the Kel HaMiyuchad. Then we talk about Shabbos as the Makar of Bracha, and that really this is our goal, this is our foundation, and this is also our destination. And then then we have the transition to Mikdash Melech. That's already now more of a national theme. That's where this leads. Hisnari me'ofar kumi, that we should be able to rise up above all the things that are around us. His orari, we should be able to wake up. Kavod Hashem. And from that success of the Mikdash Melech, we should be able to live lo sivoshi velo sikomi. We should be able to exist rochaku kol mivalayich. And then once all of those distractions and all of those challenges that stand antithetical to who we are and what we're trying to accomplish in this world have been solved, kimsos chasan al kala, then the final two stanzas, Yamin usmol tifrotzi, we're everywhere, nesmicha v'nagila, boi v'shalom, and we bring in, finally, the experience of the Shabbos, of bringing in Shabbos Kala. So this, L'chadodi, is a very beautiful culmination of so many different themes that we've been talking about, and most importantly, it drives home the notion that Shabbos is not just something we observe or we keep. Shabbos is something that we experience. It can be transformative. It can be completely immersive. It can be something that is experiential. It could be something that is so beyond just the... But you have to work at it. You have to accept it. You have to be mekabel it. You have to create space for it. You have to create... And this is where ritualizing becomes so important. You have to figure out, what are the different things that you're going to do on Shabbos that help bring forth the context and the environment and the experiences that allow these types of values and these types of ideas to come forth and to become part of what our Shabbos is about. And you don't have to do it all at once. This is a lifetime journey, right? Baruch Hashem, Shabbos comes every single week. We also understand the other famous medrash that if all of Klal Yisrael would keep Shabbos, right, the Mashiach would come. It's like a cute thing we say, right, to try to convince people to, right? If everybody kept Shabbos, the Mashiach would come. What does that mean? If everybody kept Shabbos, the Mashiach would come. Like, well, first of all, you have so many machloks and what to even do on Shabbos. You know what I mean? Like, what does that even mean? You know, does that mean you're using the kosher lamp, you're not using the kosher lamp, you're holding Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron on Bishul? Like, what does that mean? What it means is that if everyone lived a life that embedded Shabbos in their work week, if everyone spent all week dealing with the realities of life and the challenges of life, but were able to immerse themselves and allow themselves to reach that inner voice and that inner soul and that inner yearning for something bigger, if everybody could accomplish that, then it would actualize the Lecha Dodi. We would move history forward. That would be one of the avenues to accomplish that, because it's simply buying in, it's simply opting in to what it means to be part of a larger world, a larger experience of Shabbos. So, you know, tonight in the last, you know, number of shurim, some of the topics we've talked about are very up here, but they don't have to be. In other words, it's really a question of just taking a step back, taking some of these themes, thinking about them, focusing on them, asking ourselves how to operationalize them, right? That's the management lingo. Whenever you sit with, if anybody here has done these like management retreats, so you sit with your team and you create a strategy, right? And the strategy has goals and it has objectives and it has visions and mission statements. And then at some point, somebody needs to come in and what they call operationalize the strategy. Somebody needs to come in and figure out how all of this actually turns into something actually happening, right? You could sit all day and all night and talk about your vision. You're going to have a this, you're going to have a that, you're going to have a building, you're going to have an organization, you're going to have an institution, you're going to change the world. But somebody at some point has to lay out what are the steps we're actually going to take in order to accomplish these things. And how are we going to, you know, so the next step is to sort of operationalize Shabbos, to figure out, okay, I wanna get in touch with that piece of my soul, which I understand I can't really hear throughout the week because I'm so busy and so overwhelmed. And every once in a while you have an experience where, you know, where you do hear that piece of you, you know, where you do hear that piece of you. You know where I always hear that piece of me? I always hear that piece of me at a Levi. You know, not out of guilt, just because Levaya has certain properties of Shabbos. You're in a zone. There's nothing else, you know, you're sitting there and you're looking at your mortality and you're asking yourself, what am I really doing? What do I really want to be doing? What am I really, you know? And those kinds of feelings, those kinds of yearnings, those are healthy reactions, you know, to mortality. Not, oh my God, everything's terrible and I'm going to, but just a sense of what could I do? What could I accomplish? What could I contribute? What could I, if that's what Shabbos brings out of us, then we've really been Mekabel Shabbos. But the central yesod of Kabbalah Shabbos is that it's, and this is the answer to our original question, the very first question that we started the whole series with, which is why are we being Mekabel Shabbos if it comes no matter what? Is that the Isurim of Shabbos come no matter what. And if that's all your Shabbos is, you don't really need Kabbalah Shabbos. And you don't. If you don't have a Kabbalah Shabbos, it's still Shabbos. But the experience of Shabbos, that does not come passively. That only comes if you make a choice and a decision to turn around and to walk towards the door and say, Bo'ichala, I want you in my life. I want you in my religious and spiritual experience. I want to be a part of this. And it's hard and it's challenging and it doesn't work every week and it's not going to work every week. But if we can move ourselves a little bit forward, a little bit every single time, Emir Tzashem, our Shabbos experience will only grow and only thrive and change and evolve. And don't be afraid to try new things and to take risks and to embrace all sorts of different approaches. Okay, shkoyach to everyone.